Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold-blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at Dust Live. I am your boy, Steady J, and it is a beautiful Wednesday, a.k.a. hump day, and as every hump day, as I tell y'all, make sure that you hump responsibly. But anyways, man, we doing the dang thing over here on Life at Dust Live, and I'm Steady J, your host. You got a pretty good show coming up for today. I really can't wait for it. A shout-out to everyone that's listening to the show in the live chat room, that's listening to it from the Facebook player, that's listening to it from DustSpot. Heck, wherever you listen to it from, the archives, iTunes, I appreciate you. Big love to that. All right, so for those of y'all who ain't checked the schedule yet, for today's show, we got my girl Alicia Reyes, and I'm definitely very honored to have her on the show. She does two great things. Of course, a lot of y'all know her from All That, of course. And then some of y'all didn't know this. Some of y'all may have not noticed because, of course, you don't see the people, so it confuses you. The voice of La Cienega on Proud Family is actually played by her as well, too. And then to add to that, we're going to talk about a new show that she's got coming up, and it's called Grown Ups. So it's very high. It has a lot of people who I grew up watching, so it's big stuff going on in that show. All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and go to the phone line. I think that's my girl right there. Let's go ahead and check it out. All right, you're on Life and Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J. Who is this?
Oh, well, this is Anthony Hardy from Greensboro, North Carolina.
What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on? I heard about your show. I heard about Alicia Reyes' Facebook, and I'm here to catch in on all the action.
All right, well, when we have the question time, I'm definitely going to open the line back for you, and you can ask a question, too, if you feel so up to it.
Okay.
Right? All right, let me go ahead and go to this. Let's go to this line. Okay, you're on Life and Dust Live. Your boy, Teddy J. Who is this?
Hey, what's up? It's Alicia Reyes.
What's up?
Holla, what's up?
Nothing much. I'm glad to have you, most definitely.
Oh, it's my honor and pleasure to be on the show. I've been checking out your show and all your background and all your fans and Twitter followers, and Kel Mitchell totally showed so much love to you. So I said I definitely got to come and represent.
most definitely. I was talking. One thing I gotta say that I didn't really send you, and it's just noticing off what y'all do. Like I told your publicist earlier that y'all, it's something about all the cast. Like I watch what y'all saying stuff, and y'all real heavy about pumping up God and everything you do. And I, that's something that really draws me to y'all.
Oh, thank you. I mean, for me, God's always been a big part of my life. I mean, without him, I would not be able to be here doing what I'm doing. And on a personal note, my mama had passed away 3 years ago. So when my mother passed away, I got even closer to God. You know, I feel as you get older, as you turn chapters in your life, as you're transitioning, you become more knowledgeable about the greater being out there, you know, and it just kind of brings more light and more perspective into having clarity on what you want to do for yourself in the future. So, yeah, I'm definitely a big one for God.
Well, definitely. And speaking of God, so kind of let us know, like, how you actually got started in the industry. How did you get start this great journey?
Well, I would say when I was around probably the age of 3, I tried to physically stick my head inside the television set, and I realized that wasn't the way I could get in there. So with the support of my mom, who, you know, was a single parent, and I'm an only child, you know, she decided to basically drop everything and allowed me to pursue my career at a very young age. So I would say the first legit job that I got when I was a child was around the age of 7 or 8 years old, and I was very blessed. Like, literally the first thing I went out for, I ended up getting it, and I just had a wave that I continued to ride going into my teens, which led up to me getting one of my biggest shows that is the reason why I have been able to be so successful, which is All That on Nickelodeon.
Oh, definitely. And I don't know, it's pretty cool. Like, they started the whole 90s of All That, Block 9. Like, everybody, my mom was, like, watching it hard again. They're like, oh, my God, All That. So it feels like when we were younger and everybody's, like, telling you, you got to turn the TV, All That's on. It feels like they're all over again.
Well, what's amazing is the reason why it's on right now is because all of the fans, all of the amazing Twitter fans, Facebook fans, MySpace fans, even the people that have just been hitting up my site, which is elisareyes.com, they signed a petition. And, you know, literally because of them is the reason why all that's on right now. So it is a trip to watch a show that I was on over a decade ago. But every night I have this routine. I come home, I TiVo it, I sit down, I eat a little snack, and then I watch the show, and then I do all that trivia with all of my Twitter followers. So you guys have to follow me at Twitter, which is at Elisa Reyes, because I'm constantly doing some fun All That facts. Because, you know, whether you're a teenager now or you were someone during the generation of when All That was airing, it's a show for everyone. It's a show for families. It's kind of like Saturday Night Live, but for kids. So it's a show for everyone, and that's what's great about it.
Right, it's a show that's going to be good forever and ever and ever.
Yeah, forever and ever and ever. It's so funny because, you know, Cal has his orange soda quote, and I have my forever and ever thing. I guess we all have our own little spiel that we have.
I know. You know, it was actually funny. Before they started Block, I actually was joking with him about, I said, man, you need to get orange soda, man. You need to get orange soda sponsor, man. I was like, sponsor, man. They got the
right,
sponsor
like
girl.
Right, like Sunkist or
person.
It would be funny if, like, Sunkist or, like, Wana Fanta, you know, one of those orange drinks would definitely give Kel a campaign ad. That would be funny. But, yeah, no,
I'm glad to see that.
Yeah, it's been amazing. And, you know, I have a lot of new things. A lot of people have been asking me, you know, because I got to knock on wood. God's been good to me. I guess I haven't aged. I guess I still look like I'm a teenager. And, of course, I'm an adult now. And everyone's been asking me, you know, what have you been doing? What have you been doing all these years? You know, after all that, I ended up going on to a show called One World, which was on Teen NBC, the same producers who did Saved by the Bell, City Guys, Hang Time. And that's how I actually came about meeting Wesley Jonathan, who is on this new show that I'm getting ready to do called Grown Ups. It's with Wesley Jonathan, it's with Karen Ashley, who is one of the original Power Rangers. And Wesley, everybody knows Wesley from, like, City Guys, Roll Bounce, What I Like About You. His resume is just very extensive. And we recently just brought in Annalisa Vanderpool, who is going to be one of the new cast members on our show. And Annalisa was on That's So Raven, and she played opposite of Raven Simone as her best friend, and she also was on Broadway, and she played Belle in Beauty and the Beast. So I feel we have a really good ensemble. This is a really good chance for me to be able to show my fans that I've grown up and I'm just transitioning into, I would say, a bit of a more adult-like role, you know, and this is a show that we're getting ready to shoot a pilot, and then we're going to find it a home. So it's very vital that I have all you fans go onto the Facebook fan page for grown-ups and press like. And also, I just launched this morning the official fan page of Elisa Reyes on Facebook. So aside from Twitter and aside from ElisaReyes.com, you can now talk to me on Facebook, and I also give out autographs. And if anyone wants an autograph, it's completely free. Feel free to email me at ElisaReyes4ever, that's the number 4, at gmail.com. And I will gladly send you an autograph if you just email me your name and your address. It'll be my honor.
And that's what's up. You know, a lot of people, like, they're, like, real small in their career, and they get real big-headed. And it's just great to see somebody that's, you know, elevated in their career, and yet they're still so humble in doing stuff like that.
It's, you know, to me, I've always felt that the fans are what make you and your career what you are to a certain extent. And I feel that it's important for me to have a one-on-one connection with them. That's why, I mean, I probably have carpal tunnel in my hands because I'm constantly on my BlackBerry. I'm constantly on my laptop, and I'm always trying to answer questions or talk to my fans because, I mean, right now at this moment in my life when I'm able to do that, why not do that? I think everyone, no matter what status they're at, should always be humble. I had a lot of friends in the past that were very well-known, that are well-known now. Luckily, they haven't changed, but, you know, fame does get to people. I mean, nowadays you have reality stars that are getting more than their 15 minutes of fame, and they're out gallivanting, running around, and instead of them maybe being one-on-one with the people, and the reason why they're successful is because of all the people watching their shows. You know, I decide to take a negative into a positive and really try to keep that relationship with my fans, unlike a lot of other people do, because I say, hey, you have one life to live, and if you could do it now, you might as well do it.
Well, and, you know, you just used one of my favorite words. I'm telling you, I always tell people, let the other people start saying the word for me. You said humble. I tell people that every day. I cannot stress that enough. So I'm glad you said it because now let's, every time one of y'all says it, it makes me look less crazy.
Right on, dude. And your show's been, like, very successful, you know. I got caught up about you because, you know, you're on Blog Talk, and I had a radio show on Blog Talk as well. I had a show called The Elisa Reyes Show, and I had it on for a while, and I love Blog Talk. They're such a good home, and I think it's such a great place for you to be right now because Blog Talk gets a lot of love, and I got to definitely give them a shout-out.
Yes. I give them a hard time every now and then, but it's out of love. It's out of love, but I've been here for a while, and I love it. And at the end of the day, I still love it, even when I give them a hard time. But
well, you know what?
They listen to me.
In life, whether it's, you know, you being a voice jockey, me being an actress, or someone working at a store, or, you know, having whatever job they have, I've learned as I've got older, just no matter what kind of work you do, there is always challenges, you know what I mean? But it's about breaking through those doors and basically overcoming those fears and going through those obstacles to get to where you got to go. And that's what you're doing, the same thing as me. Every day I'm hustling.
Hustling. I'm shuffling too, man. I'm hustling. Definitely.
That's hilarious. So you're in Texas,
man.
Huh?
Yes, Texas. Good old Texas.
Yeah, I've been to Texas. All my exes live in Texas.
Oh, my. Everyone always says that, or they always say, deep in the heart of Texas. Every time, I'm like, oh, my God, you already sing that song.
That's so funny. Well, I've been to Texas. I definitely got to give Texas a big thumbs up. I've been to Austin. I've been to Houston. I've been to Dallas. And I've had my fair share of fun in Austin. I hit up 6th Street, which is like that whole strip of clubs and everything.
Yeah.
Definitely Texas has some yummy food, too. I got to give it to them for the food.
Oh, yes. And you can tell everyone, because everyone thinks that you come down to Texas. I still know people to this day that think they're going to come down to Texas. They're going to see a bunch of people riding horses. I don't know.
No, but I know that, you know, there are people that are very much into, like, a lot of people have guns in Texas. Like, I guess it's legal that you could still carry your gun in a holster if you have a permit for a gun. So that scares me a little bit, but I guess in Texas, you know, they feel like they're their own little state, so they definitely represent in their own way.
Yeah, considering we used to be a country, and they still act like we're still a country, our own country and whatnot.
It's all good. It's all good. Texas is a great place. I'm originally from Manhattan, New York City, but I'm currently living in Los Angeles, California. I was a bi-coastal baby for a little bit, but most of my work, you know, took me out here to Los Angeles. And, you know, once I got out here, it was hilarious. I was a girl that did not know how to drive. I had to learn how to drive, and I remember the first time I got on what's called the 405 freeway out here, which is one of the worst freeways out of our 50 states. I was, like, screaming, about to have, like, a panic attack. After I learned how to drive, I was like, all right, the West Side is nice. But I have so much love for my East Coast people. A lot of my friends are like, oh, man, you're not a New Yorker anymore. I go, listen, I was born and raised in New York. I just left in my late teens, but New York is always going to be my home.
Oh, definitely. Oh, all right. So I want to touch more on, I know a lot of people are like, man, they mean, of course they love your past projects, but growing up, one thing I want to say about that is why my personal opinion is going to be good, because it has like somebody for everybody that's in there. Like, okay, if you're a fan of City Guys, you got somebody from City Guys, you're a fan of Death Soul Raven, Power Rangers, y'all got something for everybody all in one spot. And
I remember
when Cameron, she was actually doing a radio show here for a little bit too. So I remember that as well.
Yeah, well, you know, the show Grown Ups is basically about Karen and I and Wesley being three friends that grew up in college with one another. And the show is kind of like, remember Three's Company meets the show Friends, kind of. What's great about this show is it's a diverse show. So, you know, I'm Irish, Italian, and Dominican. And then you have Karen, who is, you know, mixed, and you have Wesley, who's mixed. So we have what I call the United Nations. I mean, personally, for me as an actress, there is nothing more boring than watching a show that is unrealistic and that has one solid race, unless that's what the show is about. And when you watch TV nowadays, you're always like, where's the Latina girl, or where's the black girl or black boy? I mean, why is it always almost like that textbook Brady Bunch? You know, so that's why I feel this show is definitely going to stand out, because it has diversity. It has a relatable message. The whole message of the show is us three getting out of college, and now we are grown-ups, and we're pursuing individually our own careers. And what happens is, the whole concept of the show is about us opening a nightclub together. What's going to be great about the show is, once we finally get it on the air, is we're going to have a chance to kind of do like what we did on All That. We're going to have guest star performances. We're going to have different artists. We're going to have cameos. So it's a great epicenter for us to have so many different people from so many different spectrums of the entertainment business, that the show will never get boring. It's constantly going to be entertaining.
Most definitely. And that's a very good, you said, I like the whole mixture, like you said. And I definitely, because I went and rated myself and read a whole lot about the show, and it sounds like y'all going to have a lot of fun with that. And I'm just waiting to see what kind of crazy stuff is going to happen, because especially y'all talking about, like, Uncle Buck or whatever his name is.
We have a character that is going to play Wesley's uncle, and we're bringing in a very big name comedian. I can't give out that information yet, but stay tuned, because our cast is expanding with really great star names, and hopefully for 2012 the show will eventually have a home and will be on the air. What we're basically doing is, see, aside from being an actress, you know, I've also been producing, so I'm an associate producer on this project aside from being a series regular on it. Nowadays, it's very important, not only if you're an actor, but also to learn the ins and outs of what it's like to produce, write, create. If you can get a chance to dabble in any of those categories, aside from being an on-camera actor, then you have a better understanding and respect about how the whole dynamic of making a show is. And with me being an associate producer on the show, I'm going to have a lot of creativity power where I'll be able to bring in other actor friends of mine or, you know, maybe do some things outside the box that normally other people might not have done. So that's always a good thing that I always try to promote and, you know, inspire other people that are aspiring actors or writers that they don't have to just do one thing. I mean, I sing, I dance, I do voiceovers. Like everyone knows, I'm, you know, La Cienega on The Proud Family. I just got done doing a new cartoon with Kel Mitchell, with the same people that did The Proud Family, and it's called The Jammies, and that should be coming out very soon. I'm a series regular on that, and I play the role and the voice of Momo. She looks nothing like me. She's a hot little, like, mixed girl with cornrows and blonde hair and blue eyes, so I guess you could say that's my alter ego. And aside from that, I'm also producing a film. And, you know, I'm working on a new radio show that I also wanted to mention to my fans that I can't give out the title of the name of the show yet, but it's going to be with my co-host named Montre Burton. He was in, what was that? He came from the show. I'm going blank
High
on the
musical.
Name. High School Musical. There you go. He came from that show. And then also we have DJ Zeke, who is the son of an NBA Hall of Famer, Isaiah Thomas. And so he's going to be our DJ for the show as well. And that show is going to be about pop culture, entertainment, and music.
Okay, most definitely. I can't wait to definitely check. It's always good to check out other different shows. And people just don't know. You never know. That's the thing with the internet. I love about the internet is we have access to so many things. And you don't have to like just one thing. You can have your own type of feel of what you like.
I know, I'm going to have to get you up on my radio show, and I'm going to have to interview you, and I'm going to put you on the spot.
Oh,
put the spotlight
man.
On you.
Okay, so you did it. You did that. Now I got to get you because you used the word on the spot, and I got to get you now.
Okay.
What's the most embarrassing moment that you ever had on or off the set?
and on any of my sets, like not just all that?
Yes,
I would just say, like, well, first off, all that, we were constantly allowed to be able to improv and ad-lib, and that means we're able to go off the script and make up some of our own dialogue. So there were many times that we filmed the show always in front of a live studio audience, and I would maybe flub a line, or Kel or Keenan would start getting the giggles, and there was nothing worse than getting the giggles and having to get through a scene. Because when you're taping in front of a live studio audience, it's very much about timing, and you only have a certain amount of time to film one scene, and if you have the giggles, there is nothing worse than, like, trying to get through a scene, because Keenan and Kel and the whole cast, I have to shout out Angelique Bates, Katrina Johnson, who's one of my dearest friends, Lori Beth Denberg, Josh Server. I mean, all of us, I really feel we had such a great dynamic. And so it was constantly always fun and silly, embarrassing moments. I mean, offset, aside from, like, doing all that, I've done also a lot of, like, drama. I've guest starred on, like, ER, NYPD Blue, Boston Public, Without a Trace. I mean, I've always had funny, silly moments, but I would say the best memories that were definitely funny were from all that, for sure.
Most definitely. And I like to say, Drew, like you just said, you did drama, too, because a lot of times it's hard for people that have done a whole lot of comedy to make that switch to drama.
You're absolutely right. I mean, I was told when I was young, they go, you know, it's easier to do, you know, they actually say it's easier to learn how to do comedy first, because if you can learn how to be funny and let go and get rid of all of those, you know, crazy things you want to get out of you, because comedy is so physical. Like, some of my favorite comedians were like, I don't know, this, I'm really bringing it back, and I don't even think I was, like, born around this time, but it was when we had a show called Laughing, which was, I think, probably in the 70s, and Goldie Hawn was one of the actresses. I kind of consider myself the Goldie Hawn of all that, because I always played the roles that were, like, the cute girls or the hyper girl or something quirky or whatever the case may be. But, yeah, definitely being on all that and learning how to do comedy actually made it a little easier for me to get into drama. But sometimes it's vice versa, you know. Some people may feel it's the opposite. So it's all a preference thing. But, yeah, I mean, I was glad that I learned how to do it at a young age so that as I got older, everything got a little bit easier. But even when I'm not working, I'm always honing in on my craft. I'm constantly, like, you know, doing workshops or acting classes and constantly keeping myself – you know, up to par, even physically, working out, taking care of my body. To have a good career, you want to have a good state of mind, mentally, physically, and spiritually. And that's kind of what I'm working on right now. That's where I am right now in my life.
Well, definitely. And that's the thing, like you feel like we start off with the show, the whole thing about it is definitely staying grounded, and you'll be more successful the way, and you'll be more happy.
Definitely, for sure. And I really think it's important to find moments of solace for yourself, you know, because my motto is if you can't love yourself, you can't love nobody else. You know, and it's important for just a person every day, no matter what their dreams or ambitions or goals. A lot of fans ask me, you know, what advice can you give me, or how did you get to be where you are? I mean, I've been in this business for about a little over 20 years right now, and my advice to anybody, that whether it's them wanting to get into the business that I'm in or any type of business, is you have to have a go-getter attitude. You cannot be scared of fear. If anything, if you're scared, go for it more. You know, you got to push yourself. And at the same time, you have to learn how to say no, but you also have to stay true to yourself and stay grounded. A lot of fans also ask me, like, how do I get in the business? I just want to make an announcement about this. The way you get in the business is the way that I got in the business. I took a photo of myself, and my mom and I went to a local bookstore, and we found a book on agencies. We sent my photo out to multiple agencies, and God blessed me with the first response, was the first agent I had, the first job I got, I booked it. So it's simple as that. If you want to get in the business, you do not pay somebody or pay a school or do something with a company that's like a scam. You send out your photo. You pray that you get a response, and then you pay your dues, maybe doing like extra work or background work, you know, maybe a friend of yours, or if you get in on an audition, you'll get a line, and then that's your way of getting into the union, which is Screen Actors Guild, which is the union a lot of us actors are in. But all you have to invest if you want to be an actor is headshots and taking acting classes. And I can't express this enough to my fans, because a lot of my fans want to be in the business. And they're always telling me, like, oh, I went to this school and they were trying to charge me money, or this person was trying to get me to pay this and that. And I'm like, nah, that's not the way you get into it. You know, so I wanted to make that very clear, because that's a question a lot of people ask me. I didn't have to pay to get into it. Neither should you. The only time you put any money out is if you get a job and your manager gets a certain percentage or your agent gets a certain percentage. That's about it.
Right, and that goes with, like, because I know it's always a commercial every so couple of months. It's always, like, I can remember the name, though. It's the Pro Scouts coming to Dallas 3 days only. And they do it every couple of months. I'm like, oh, here we go. Everybody's about to start freaking out, going, oh, this is my kids going MTV. They're, like, really crazy. So.
Well, you know, I just get concerned because, you know, I started when I was young, and a lot of people get scammed, or they, you know, they get talked in, or they get conned into companies that are, you know, not legit. There's no reason a person should have to pay a company for them to be able to audition. All you have to do, like I said, is get your headshots and, you know, basically hone in on your craft. If you want to be a dancer, you would take dancing classes, right? Well, if you want to be an actor, you take acting classes, you know, and I just, it breaks my heart when I hear, you know, people getting scammed and knowing that that's not the way that I did it, you know, so I always try to instill in them the truth, you know. That's why I'm also, one of my newest endeavors that I'm working on, I have no idea when this is going to come out, but I'm working on an autobiography about my life, about what it was like being a child star and growing up and transitioning into my adulthood and, you know, the support of the family that I had and basically the trials and tribulations that I went through. So, you know, I'm also working on a book, and I'm also working on a children's book as well, because, like I said, the more things that a person can do, the better. And then eventually, something out of all those things will definitely get its recognition, and then you will have your moment to shine. That's why I always try to tell people, if you could do it all and multitask, do it, because there's nothing better than multitasking. I'd rather multitask than sit down and just do one thing. I'm the type of person that loves to, you know, dabble in a million things, and I think that's why I've been able to feel so blessed and humbled, because God has blessed me with being able to do all these different things and touching people like we are right now on the radio and, you know, just instilling them our insight and vice versa.
Yes, definitely. All right, what's we going to do? I'm going to bring this one caller on. and let them show you some love real quick. And then, of course, we want you to let everyone know how they can check you out and keep up with you.
Definitely, for sure.
All right, Colin, I was talking to you earlier. You're back on the line with Sadie J. What's up?
Yo, what's going on?
Not too much, man.
What up?
Yeah, my name is Anthony Hardy from Greensboro, North Carolina. I've come across Lisa Reyes' Facebook page, and I'm also featured on several Blog Talk radio shows, and I have a radio show called Captain's World, which plays on a couple of college stations. But how you doing, Ms. Reyes?
I'm good. I'm very good. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I've heard about what you said about trying to get into the business. I'm a type of person, I'm a type of behind the camera type of guy. Are there any special tips that you could give us with regards to those who want to be more behind the camera?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, you know, you always have, like, say, if you want to be a writer, you have the Writers Guild, or if you want to do behind-the-camera work, there's a union for that as well. My advice to you is wherever you live, like, for instance, in New York, they have a huge newspaper called Backstage, and that's where you can find job listings for people in the entertainment business. You should have some sort of local book or information that you would be able to find at, like, maybe your local bookstore, but it wouldn't be, like, necessarily at, like, a Barnes & Noble's. It might be maybe in, like, a boutique-y bookstore. Here in Los Angeles, we have a book called Samuel French's, and it's where I tell a lot of people to go buy books on maybe finding agents or managers or for people that are looking for work that are behind the scenes. If I were you also, even though you're not in the Screen Actors Guild Union, you might want to check out the SAG website. And information that you're asking me might be supplied to you. Even though you're not in the union, there might be free workshops within the state that you live, or there might be free seminars so you can kind of get in that loop and start meeting other people and making connections that way.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, right now the only start I have here is my radio show called Captain's World. It's a group page, both a group page and fan page, and feel free to like those and join the group. And
I will. Hit me up on Twitter or on Facebook and remind me, and I'll definitely hit you up and show you the love that you're showing me, without a doubt.
Yeah, I really love you as the as Kiki forever and ever. But another role I like you most is that genie falafel. I even love her little.
The falafel, yeah. The genie.
Mhm.
Yes, and it was funny because when we were creating that character, they were going, okay, well, you can't wiggle your nose, because that was like a trademark. You cannot wiggle your nose. The woman that played I Love Jeannie, that was like her thing. It's like, you know, trying to take, you know, I can't even believe I'm going to say this, but it's like, you know, trying to steal the name Schnooki. You just can't do it. Everybody has their own thing. Though I think it's funny, Schnooki tried to actually copyright her name, and she couldn't because somebody did it, so boo-hoo for that.
But
Falafel the Genie, they were like, you know, what can we do that's different that hasn't been done already for the I Love Genie skit? And I go, well, what if I just made a funny noise with my mouth? And it just so happened to work. And it just was funny because every time I did it, I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah. How did they come up with the Island Girls?
Well, we had such great writers. On the show, we had Dan Schneider and we had Brian Robbins and Mike Tolins. Brian and Dan were on a show called Head of the Class, and they were the ones that created all that. And basically, the writers created these sketches, and we ended up being able to kind of give in our feedback about, you know, what we think would be funny or what would work for the characters. And I was very blessed to be able to always kind of add my own little je ne sais quoi, which means my own little thing to it. But the writers created it, and I just took it, and I just owned it, and I just, you know, made her a really hyper, over-the-top, like Marianne from Gilligan's Island, except, like, she was drinking 18 sodas and eating a lot of candy. And that's what I usually used to do before I did that scene. I would just stock up on sugar, and by the end of the scene, I would just drop. Like, sometimes you would see me fall. It's because I was so exhausted from giving all of my energy from my little body. But, yeah, that was one of my favorite skits. I love it.
Yeah, as of right now, I'm continuing to DVR all that, and I never get tired seeing all the cast members, no matter which season it is. And you have us fans here to thank for bringing it back.
Oh, I know. I mean, I can't thank the fans enough. The fact that they petitioned it and the fact that Nickelodeon was able to acknowledge it. I mean, aside from all that, aside from Kenan and Kel, you know, Clarissa Explains and All was an adorable show. And Salute Your Shorts, I really hope they bring that back because that was a great.
Me too.
Great, remember that show, like Camp on Awana? Remember that show?
You don't do it
all. You're not. And when we think
and the
about you.
The camera director was a jerk. I'm like them.
You know, there were so many other great shows, and my main thing is this, you know, being an actress and now seeing how TV has immensely changed, where a lot of it's reality-based, and with all due respect, like, reality is really not my thing. You know, I personally, like, if I did anything ever reality, it would be maybe me hosting the show. I just wouldn't really want anyone to pry into my life at this moment right now. I think privacy is very important, and there's time
Absolutely.
And places that you want to be seen in the public eye, because think about it. You know, you might be having a bad day, and if a camera's on you and you're having a bad day, all of these different networks that, you know, do online or on TV social networking like TMZs and Extra and E, you know, they'll post you having a bad day. So I'm not saying that I'm not human and I don't have bad days, but I just would prefer to have those bad days behind closed doors, you know. So back in the 90s, TV was really special. I feel like it was all sitcom-based and just really organic and original, and now it's not like that anymore. So when I saw Betty White doing Hot in Cleveland and I see shows like Always Sunny in Philadelphia, I'm starting to see some of these shows that are coming back that remind me of how TV used to be. And that's why this show, Grown Ups, is going to really make me feel like, yeah, I'm bringing back the way TV was, because with all due respect, reality TV is going to get old, and not everyone's going to always want to watch everybody sitting in their house. You know, it's nice to have a scripted show with positive storylines and positive characters, and that's what I'm working on right now, you know?
Yeah, I really hope that this show, The Grown-Ups, that you've been talking about, really makes it air. It's really nice to see you and Anais and Karen Ashley, et cetera, all back, because I grew up on Power Rangers,
yes.
A little bit of that, but I know, et cetera. I really hope
yes.
it finds a home.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I have a strong feeling that it will. We have a lot of people interested in it. We are kind of in the developmental stages, but we're getting ready to shoot the pilot, you know, before the holiday breaks. And then for 2012, we plan to place it and find it a home. So all I can say is keep in touch with me on Facebook, on my fan page, Elisa Reyes, on Twitter at Elisa Reyes, at ElisaReyes.com. And through there, you can get updates and, you know, news currently on what's going on within my career.
Yeah, no question about it. It's very nice talking to you. You seem like very great, and I know the chances are extremely slim, but I would love to meet you in person someday.
Oh, well, definitely. If I'm ever having an event or we're doing any kind of, you know, shows or anything, I will definitely follow you and keep you posted as well as everybody else.
All right, I will, and be sure to check out the group page and fan page, both entitled Captain's World.
Definitely, I will, for sure.
All right. It's nice talking to you.
You
Lisa.
Too, sweetie. Have a great day.
I'm going to be your fan forever and ever and ever and ever.
That's awesome.
All right. So, Alicia, I thank you, man. I thank you for coming through, and I thank you for, you know, showing love to people that's your fans or whatnot. And actually, you only proved my point while I said to people. I don't like – I say fans, but – I wouldn't really say call fans. I call them friends.
I call them friends.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I feel that I have a personal connection with everybody. And, you know, I can't answer everybody, you know, but I try to the best I can. That's why, like, if anybody wants an autograph or they just want to email me, like I said, hit me up at elisareyes4ever@gmail.com, and I'll gladly try to, you know, email you back. And every other month and a half, I'm sending out photos, you know, of myself with an autograph. So please be patient, but I definitely am handling all that. And like I said, just continue following me on the Grown Ups Face page book and the Elisa Reyes fan page. That, you know, that's all I can ask for.
There you go. Yeah, once again, I thank you for coming through, and that's definitely much a blessing to you.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and I have to give you a shout-out. Everybody, he is the man. Please tune in and listen to his show, and I'm going to continue to always spread the news about your show. I think it's really great what you're doing, too. You're kind of like me. I noticed that you have, like, a modeling agency. You're doing this, a clothing line. I mean, you're an entrepreneur, and I say God gives you one life. You get one shot. Make this life worth it. My mama always used to say, her name was Brenda, and may her soul rest in peace. She said there was 24 hours in a day, and there's always enough hours in a day to get everything done. You should not let one day go by that you're not doing something productive. You know, all it is just get up and try. That's all that God wants. And as long as you try and you keep it real, then you're good to go.
Well, definitely. Hey, that's going to let me in. That's going to lead me to my phrase, but I'm going to say that before I say that, I want to make sure I definitely send some love to Ms. Monica. She really worked hard to make sure we got this taken care of. So,
shout out to Monica. That's my publicist. She's amazing. And what's even more amazing is she's been my friend since I was a little girl. So there's nothing better than working with people that are like family, because then you know they got your back.
Exactly. Well, that's going to lead me in to what I always say in everything you do, no matter what you do, ready you want to be great forever and ever
and ever. Thank you so much for everything. It was a pleasure talking to you, and hopefully we could do it again. And like I said, once I get my new show lined out with Montre Burton and DJ Zeke, we got to get you up on there, all right? And you got to update us on what's going on with you and your endeavors.
Most definitely.
All right, well, stay in touch, all right? And I love you, all of my fans, and I would love to definitely be on your show again, so hit me up, okay, boo?
All right, and shout out to you for being part of Team Blackberry, too. I did catch up on that.
Sweet, awesome. All right, well, have a good rest of the show, okay?
You too.
Okay, love you, boo. Take it easy. God bless.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, as Gary Bowen, I want to go ahead and remind you all, if you miss any parts of the show, you check it out over on iTunes and just type in Life at the Dusk Live. That's LifeAfterDuskLive. Search it on iTunes, or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. That's CEDDY, letter J. You can find me there, or you can go to the Dusk Spot at DuskSpot.com. And remember, everything you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or there's a U, the God there is a way. Y'all tune into another episode of Life at Dusk Live. This is College Week on the show. Tomorrow we're going to close out the week with another great person that is just like, wow. I very much so respect what he's got going on. And my boy Zoe. And we're chopping up with him about the foreign exchange, about his solo project, Sunstorm, and then he's actually working on another solo project. I've been peeping what he's saying. He's 9 tracks into it. And also, we're talking about one of his latest EPs, Just Visiting 3. So, see y'all tomorrow.